The vote capped months of work on a rule aimed at regulating issue ads that are run 30 days before a primary or 60 days before a general election. The rule would require full financial disclosure for such ads that name a candidate but don't actually ask people to vote for or against someone. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign helped draft the rule. He says without it, the flood of unregulated campaign ads will continue.
In 2002, they ran at least $4 million under the table and hid it from public view. I think in future elections you'll see far more than that handed out under the table. And increasingly the public will be kept in the dark about who's really paying for election campaigns.
But opponents of the rule say it would do more than require unions and businesses to just claim credit for their political ads. Jim Pugh of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says it would effectively block business groups from running the ads at all.
They would basically criminalize corporate speech within 60 days of an election. And right now, businesses have a right to speak on issues, and to take away that right is the wrong direction for the state of Wisconsin. We've got the 6 highest taxes in America. We have a history of having onerous regulations in our state. Businesses have the right to speak on issues, and to take away those rights is wrong.
Two Democratic board members who had originally supported the rule changed their minds and voted against it. They cited concerns about its constitutionality. The Elections Board did agree to revisit the issue at its September meeting. Campaign finance reform advocates still hope either the board or the state legislature will restrict the campaign ads before the 2006 election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.